Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios in the home of the Zach Gelb Show. This is Fox Sports 920, The Jersey. WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.
You're listening to Fox Sports 920, The Jersey.
Let's head out to Winbury's on Palmer Square in Princeton. It's time for The Mitch Henderson Show. Here's your host, Derek Jones.
Hello and welcome to Winbury's Restaurant and Bar from downtown Princeton, New Jersey. This is The Mitch Henderson Show on 920 AM, The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. We'll be here with you until 7 talking about Princeton Tigers basketball as Princeton gets set for the final weekend of the 2018 Ivy League season. And a lot to go over in this show as it relates to last weekend with the Harvard-Dartmouth home back-to-back for the Tigers. A lot took place over the weekend, including kind of defining where the Tigers are in the Ivy League race. And, of course, we'll look forward to what's shaping up to be a huge weekend for the Ivy League with Brown and Yale coming up for the Tigers on the road. And we will, yes, get into all the machinations of scenarios and things like that as it relates to how the Tigers can get into the top four for the Ivy League tournament coming up right around mid-March. So we'll get into that because you might need to take some notes once we get there. But let's Friday night, the Tigers grab a 72-66 loss, unfortunately, against Harvard in overtime. The Tigers were led by a career evening from Miles Stevens, 33 points for the junior in a game where he really solidified the Tigers' offense. But overall, Princeton really struggled to get consistent offense from other entities besides Miles Stevens. In the game, the Tigers really controlled things throughout the first half and then into the second, led by 10, 41-31, but Harvard, to their credit, making a charge back late in the game. They were able to tie up at 60 with 120 in the game. Then from there, neither team scored in the final 90 seconds or so of the contest. So that made things really interesting down the home stretch, but in the end, it ends up going to overtime where Harvard, utilizing some big buckets late, grabbing the 72-66 win. But I think one of the key factors coming out of that game, a Tigers fan perspective and call game, it definitely had a little bit of a feel for the Tigers as relates to growing out of that game last Friday night against Harvard. Obviously, the Crimson, one of the top teams in the Ivy League this season. They had just one loss in the Ancient Eight coming into the weekend. You knew that was going to be a tough game for the Tigers, but unfortunately the six-point overtime loss. But you got the sense leaving Jadwin Gymnasium last Friday night that the Tigers were slowly but surely starting to right themselves the way they played that game on the offensive side and defensively as well. And that really set the table for a night later, senior night for Princeton, a 64-47 win over Dartmouth, avenging a loss earlier in the season, earlier in February, to the Big Green. They win it by 17 thanks to the play of Amir Bell, in part 17 points for the senior in 34 minutes, 7 of 11 from the field. Most notably for him, a huge night. He scores his 1,000th point as a Princeton Tiger in front of many family and friends on hand to support and salute him, and that was really cool to see. Just a camaraderie on the Princeton side as Bell went over 1,000 in total, 1,002 points after Saturday night's 17-point effort against the Big Green of Dartmouth. The Tigers also got key efforts from Miles Stevens, who had 16 points to cap really a great weekend for him, and Jerome DeRozier, a bounce-back effort for him, 11 points on the night, 3 of 4 from downtown. And you look at the defensive effort for the Tigers in that game in particular, they really dominated Dartmouth from the defensive side. Dartmouth, with about a minute left to go in the first half, had 8 points in the first half. So a couple of Brendan Barry three-pointers got them in the double figures as they were down 10, 24-14 to the Tigers at the end of the first half. But in the end, the Tigers really carried out that defense throughout the game's entirety to win it by the score of 64-47. So as a result of the two games this past weekend, here's where we stand in the Ivy League for the Tigers. Princeton standing at the moment with a 4-8 mark. They are on the outside of the Ivy League tournament picture at the moment. just a game back of Columbia and Cornell, who are tied for fourth. So Columbia and Cornell each at 5-7, Princeton and Brown at 4-8. So this is where the scenarios come in for this weekend. Now, the Tigers, in order to get to the Ivy League tournament, will need to sweep Brown and Yale this weekend on the road. They will also need two losses from Columbia and potentially two losses from Cornell. Now, if Cornell wins, the Tigers can sustain and withstand a win from Cornell as long as it's not against Harvard. Here's the issue that comes into play with the Crimson. One of the tiebreakers for the spots in the Ivy League tournament this year is how you did against the higher-seeded teams outside of the teams that are locked in a tie. So, in other words, if it's a three-way tie for fourth place, Columbia would get the nod by virtue of their victory over Harvard earlier in this season. Harvard has two losses in the Ivy League, one to Penn coming last Saturday, and then another one earlier in the season against Columbia on the road. So that's where things kind of get a little murky there. The Tigers and also the Big Red would lose out on tiebreakers involving Columbia because of that particular issue with Harvard. Now, as far as a head-to-head tiebreaker between the Tigers and Cornell, that would be an interesting situation because there, that goes back to the point we brought up a moment ago where Harvard, again, kind of swings into play. If Cornell loses to Harvard on Friday night but manages to finish out 6-8, as will the Tigers at 6-8, it would be Princeton who gets the nod for that fourth spot because of two wins over Yale. So it's a very complicated, convoluted process to try to figure out, but that's kind of where we stand. In short, the Tigers need to win their two games this weekend and need some help to get into the Ivy League tournament. Certainly, when you look at what these teams have coming up this weekend, it is not a far-fetched scenario. Dartmouth gets on the road to play at, or excuse me, Columbia has to go on the road to play at Dartmouth and at Yale. That is not an easy stretch by any means, and obviously on the other side of that, Cornell will be on the other end of that Harvard-Dartmouth trip as they go on the road. And, of course, the Tigers at Brown and at Yale. And, of course, that is a matchup of the tremendous game earlier this season between Princeton and Brown, where Brown grabbed the overtime victory on the last-second shot by Desmond Cambridge to defeat the Tigers. Princeton looking for revenge this Friday as they take on the Brown Bears in Providence, Rhode Island. We will step out for a quick break in a moment, and when we come back, we'll be joined by the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson, right here on the Mitch Henderson Show. We'd like to thank Winbury's Restaurant and Bar, located across from the University in Palmer Square. They've been great hosts for us over the past few weeks. Winbury's has been a Princeton favorite for more than 30 years. Whether it's lunch, dinner, happy hour, their late night menu, or Sunday brunch, you'll find a good reason to become a regular here. Check them out online at Princeton.winberries.com. We'll take a quick break and we'll come back with more from Winberries Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton right here on 920 AM The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. It's the Mitch Henderson Show. Stay tuned. More heads your way right after this.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Uh-uh. Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Princeton women's basketball takes on Yale this Saturday at 5 p.m. We're celebrating National Girls and Women in Sports Day. All kids 12 and under receive free admission. Join us for fun sports demo stations on the Jadwin Gym track starting when doors open at 4 o'clock. Plus, the first 500 fans will receive a free t-shirt. And make sure you're in your seat for halftime to witness the drums of thunder. Visit GoPrincetonTigers.com for more information.
Shaq here. Nobody likes traffic stops, but if there's a stop, we all want it to be easy, smooth, and safe. Safe Stop is designed to provide education about your rights and knowing the law. If you're stopped by the police, things like staying calm and following the officer's instructions will make it a safe stop. Know your rights. Know the law. Visit SafeStopNJ.com to learn more.
Go to SafeStopNJ.com.
This tax season, AutoZone has everything your car needs. And now those parts and supplies come with more savings when you sign up for the AutoZone Rewards program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times in 1 year. Save on 5 quarts of Pennzoil High Mileage or conventional and an STP filter for $24.99 or an STP Extended Life filter for $2 more. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Learn more about AutoZone Rewards at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Back here at Winbury's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton, Derek Jones with you on the Mitch Henderson Show. It is 920 a.m. The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. And as always, we are joined right now by the head coach of the Princeton Tigers, Mitch Henderson. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing great, Derek. Glad to be here at Winbury's. It's a fun night tonight. Big crowd.
Yes, and always a great environment out here, and certainly a lot better after a win this time as the Tigers get it done against Dartmouth on Saturday. The weekend as a whole really felt coming out of Friday that the Tigers were starting to put things together on both sides of the floor. Is that how you felt going into Saturday's game?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Friday night was another consecutive crushing loss, but it was different, and our guys knew it, and we had a terrific week of practice, and we were home, and, you know, it was also senior weekend, and, you know, we're very much in the mix with the playoff going into the weekend, so I thought we played, you know, we made some crucial errors, but I thought we played well enough to get a victory, and then, you know, you rebound pretty well on the next night and playing Dartmouth and got the victory so that we really sorely needed. So, you know, it was just a big relief, I think, from everybody to finally get the win and it really celebrate, you know, the seniors' career together.
And certainly Saturday night, the 64-47 win over Dartmouth, you look at that game and Amir Bell, 17 points. That was such a special moment because, as you mentioned in your post-game comments, the Bell family has been such a huge part of the program, and having them there and all the family and friends really there to support him really made the night special, I thought.
Yeah, you know, we're graduating 4 seniors that have been a big part of the Princeton basketball family, but just because of the proximity of the Bells to where we are, you know, the East Brunswick family, and I remember distinctly Tom Bell, you know, because he had hurt his knee, you know, Amir's sophomore summer. He was walking around. I forget what he had done, but, you know, and he was, you know, Tom was, you know, sort of typical Tom. He was very, like, you know, into, the basketball that summer, and we had a great conversation, and we fell in love with Amir then, and we followed him very closely, and we were thrilled when he committed to Princeton, and he was the first commit of that group. And you're right, Tom and Michelle have been such a big part of what we're doing. And you know, my wife calls Michelle Team Mom. You know, she's really been a big part of our life and my wife and I's life. And obviously, Amir being such a special part of the program. But, you know, Amir, just getting back to that moment when he scores his 1,000th point, like he doesn't want any of the attention. We drew up a play to try to get him those points. And, you know, he's... You know, puts his head down and, you know, doesn't want to be a part of that, which is why we all love him so much.
I thought it was really cool because also, I believe at that time, he was one of the 4 seniors out on the floor at the same time when that happened.
Yeah, well, I wanted to get those guys one more opportunity to get on the floor together. And I remember that when I was a senior, the coach put, there were five of us, and Coach Comerny put us all on the floor together, and that meant a lot to me. You know, now as a coach, you realize that, you know, really what matters, you know. You know, of course, we've been having a tough time, but there are things that really matter and that are really important to the program and the way that the guys think and feel about the program and then think about themselves. But most importantly to me, above all the things, is how they see each other. And I thought, you know, I thought that was a fitting sort of tribute for those four seniors.
One of the standouts this weekend, Miles Stevens, 33 points, also had a big game on Saturday as well. It really seemed like a lot of elements of the Tigers started to come back into focus, and he was certainly one of them.
Yeah, well, you know, we put Sebastian much as our center. You know, he's not really a center, but he's kind of a power forward. And I think that opens some things up for Miles and the other guys, too, offensively. And also gives us an opportunity to play different combinations. You know, Richmond came into the game. I thought he played really great minutes against Harvard and Dartmouth. And I thought Miles rebounded the ball really well on Saturday night. I love seeing somebody go up with two hands above the rim and grabbing a defensive rebound. And that was what we needed after what happened on Friday night. And sometimes when your best, you know, one of your best players is doing the littlest things really well with as much effort as you can possibly muster, that, man, that carries over to the rest of the group like you can't believe. And that's what we need right now. What I've been saying to the guys all week, and last week and this week, you know, you have to expect to play exactly like you're going to play on the weekends in practice.
And now you look forward to this weekend. But before we get there, how do you make soup to nuts of all of the scenarios? Or is it something you can really worry about right now? Or do you just worry until the moment comes to get there?
We have so many smart people like yourself, Brendan Van Akron, my father-in-law. They're great at sort of telling me the scenarios, and it's not that I don't want to think about them, but I don't think it does me any good. Like our team right now, and you know, that's what I want to think about all the time. And you know, I'm sure my guys are thinking about it too, but what about a cut that, you know, that you could have had here, or an extra effort here, and you're getting back in position, and what about this guy's history class that he's struggling with, or you know, a paper that's due, and you know, what'd you have for lunch, and you know, like that, those things, we're just growing. I mean, it's a little unexplained, kind of how the season's gone to me, but you know, or very explained in some ways, but I that's what I think about. And you know, we've got to win two games. I know that. And that's all that really matters.
You mentioned in your post-game comments about how well the team played over the weekend, but it seemed like you were lamenting a little bit about how long it took to get there. Can you talk about that a little bit more and what the process has been like to get this team now to a spot where you have to feel confident going into the last two?
Well, you know, there's perspective, right, in life, and then there's perspective in the sports. And boy, we lost seven games, and it felt like it was a month, and it felt like a year. And we're seeing Brown and Yale. The last time we saw them, we were 3-1 going into the Brown game, and it feels like a lifetime ago. So, you know, winning gives you a chance to kind of reflect and look back on the perspective, number one, of all the support that we got from people, also some of the criticisms, which you also take both of those in stride. It's hard on everybody when you're losing, not just me. You know, everybody associated with how much everybody cares, you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we want to win for all the right reasons, and for Princeton basketball and for our alums. But we want to win that, you know, because that's what we want to do, and that's what we're aiming to do every single game. So, you know, for me, it felt like the kick that we needed to kind of like, all right, we got one. All right, we're back. Mm-hmm. Like, here we go, and. You know, we still got some basketball left to play, Derek, so we're excited about that.
This weekend against Brown, the last time you saw them, the crazy overtime game against them, they've kind of hit a little bit of a stumbling block in their right, too, as well. How do you assess this game going into Friday night? Because as you mentioned, a lot of the stuff, you know, who needs to do what and when, doesn't matter unless you find a way to get to win.
Right. For us, that game really, you know, there's not a single guy on our team that doesn't remember every single one of those shots that Desmond Cambridge made. you know, we're fully aware of what's at stake in the game, but we're fully, you know, it's like we beat Columbia and Cornell pretty we played both games. And there's an element of when you're, you know, after you do something like that, the other team remembers it really well. They've got something just for you, right? Remembering you. So, you know, I think I'm hopeful that we really have a sharpness to our approach. And what a challenge we're going to be looking at here as we get ready to play. You know, a guy that really hurt us, not just a guy, but a team, right? You know, I don't care, and I'm sure Brown, Mike, doesn't care like how we've been playing and they've been playing. It's another week game. And, I mean, they get to the line really well. They play very fast tempo. I really know it's going to be a really important game on, you know, some of the basics, transition, you know, foul.
Yale a night later. Mm-hmm. It's been a weird run for them because of the Makai Mason signature. Or is it kind of up in the air? You can't worry about
well,
it.
I don't know. Sounds like he re-aggravated his foot, but I it's hard to say. And you know, I thought he looked really good against Harvard, but you know, he hasn't played significant minutes. Without him, I think they're very good. Mm-hmm. And it's senior night, and you know, what we do is we usually prepare for the Saturday game on Mondays and Tuesdays, right? So we've sort of gone through the Yale stuff, so we're very familiar with him, and you know. Ione's playing great. He was Ivy League Player of the Week this week. I thought he was just terrific this last weekend at Cornell and Columbia. But Copeland, a really difficult matchup. We were really fortunate to win that game here in overtime. So we'll have our hands full all weekend with, I think, what you know is two of the fastest teams in the league with some of the fastest guards that you see. You know, it's... We're hoping that we can continue to keep playing some basketball, but we, as you mentioned, we got to get two.
Absolutely, and that starts this weekend as the Tigers take on Brown and Yale. We've seen kind of the numbers here this year for home versus road in the Ivy League, and it's been a little bit tougher for road teams this year. What makes it tough from going from home to second time around against a team playing in their building?
Well, it's always hard to win on the road, and I think we found out this year how difficult, you and I were just talking about this, how hard it is to win games in general. But usually when you're playing against a team at home, they're playing, you know, that's the gym they're in every single day. So road wins put a huge emphasis on the littlest things in the game, I think. Turnovers, you know, your ability to rebound the ball and not get crushed on the boards. If you can take care of the littlest things, like those two things this weekend, you have an excellent chance to win the games. That doesn't do it for you because there's a human element involved. But it makes a big difference. And to get to that point, you have to believe that those little things, you know, when things aren't going well, the tendency is to just scrap everything and get away from your discipline. And I think you mentioned that, you know, the two teams that have had success on the road are Harvard and Penn.
Right.
And to me, they've been two of the most disciplined teams. And Yale recently has been very successful on the road. So, you know, we've got to go up. We have to have a disciplined mindset this week. And I'm really counting on our leaders. They've got the older guys, Miles, Devin, Amir, you know, Devin, who we're going to be speaking to here in a second, to show us the way. Because they've been in a lot of these big games on the road, and they've had success. And we have not won on the road yet in the league. And we've got to get that done.
Tigers will try to get it done this Friday and Saturday against Brown and Yale. Coach, thanks for joining us once again.
Thanks a lot, Derek.
We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have more right here from Winbury's Restaurant and Bar on the Mitch Henderson Show on 920 AM The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. Stay tuned. More heads your way after this.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
Hi, I'm Noah from Clean Eats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritionist approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are in the middle of the ocean on a raft, finding coverage options that fit your budget. As you listen to the ebb and flow of the tide, your budget, the ebb, our coverage, the flow. Why tetherball isn't considered a real sport? Unknown.
Be at one with your budget with the Name Your Price tool. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're on the couch watching the game, and your friend hands you an ice-cold bottle of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. This is a big moment. That's the sound you love. And that new and improved taste? Yeah, that's the refreshing, delicious, real Coca-Cola taste that you just can't get enough of. All this with zero sugar and zero calories. Perfection. And then, touchdown! Refresh your game day with the new and improved taste of Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Taste the feeling.
Hey, sis. It's nice to be able to meet for lunch for once.
It is. I was wondering if you'd want to cancel. What with it being bring your pet to work day in your office today.
What? How did you find that out?
Well, your colleagues seem super excited that the company has finally agreed to it.
Wait, but that hasn't been...
Oh, I would just love to bring Dixie to work. Could you imagine?
Hey, how do you know so much?
It's all on Indeed.com, on your company's page. Sounds like a pretty exciting place to work, actually. The culture seems like a great fit for me. And I noticed there were openings for account managers.
I think it could be a bit weird working together.
Relax, little sis. I'm kidding. Eat your salad.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies. You can research salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more. All on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to ComScore total visits.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Back here at Wimberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton, it's the Mitch Henderson Show, and we'll have a couple of special guests headed your way in just a moment. But first, when you join us live each Tuesday from 6 until 7 here at Wimberry's Restaurant and Bar, Miller Lite and Yuengling drafts are just $2. If you can't join us tonight, there's always lunch or dinner the rest of the week. And don't forget about their Sunday brunch buffet. You'll really enjoy the selection and the chance to keep going back full. You'll find more details at princeton.winberries.com. As we welcome in right now, Princeton guard Devin Kennedy and assistant coach Matt McConnell. Gentlemen, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having us.
Thank
there.
You. And we're just talking to Coach Henderson about this past weekend, and it's got to feel so good to kind of get off the snide there and grab a win against Dartmouth.
Take it, Captain.
Yeah. No, you know, the seven-game losing streak definitely, you know, wasn't something for looking to do coming into the Ivy League season. And you know, after we picked up a couple, it was just tough to get off that losing streak. But you know, picking up a win, especially for our seniors on senior night, was special. You know, obviously heading into this next weekend, hopefully just having a little bit more momentum. You know, it's not the fate of the Ivy League tournament isn't in our hands, but all we can do is just go out and give it our all this next week.
And that's one thing I wanted to ask about. There's so many scenarios. If this happens, then this has to happen. Is that something you can really worry about into this weekend?
You have to control what you can control. Now, I know every one of those scenarios, Derek, but you can't worry about it. We're focused on winning two games, and we had a good day of practice yesterday preparing for Yale. We'll prepare for Brown tomorrow and Thursday, and that's really where our focus is.
And with Brown, that was such a crazy game the last time around. How much do you expect that game to resemble the first time? Or it seems like in the Ivy League, the game you saw in the first time around is not the game you're going to see the second time around.
I hope not much, right there.
Right.
I mean, yeah. I just watched that game on film again today in preparation for practice Wednesday and Thursday, and man, that is a wild and crazy game. I mean, certainly high scoring affair from both sides, a lot of wild shots that went in, and we hope we can defend a little better.
Yeah, I think that's our goal. You know, when you give up 100 points. You know, it's going to be difficult to win. So, and that's happened to us twice now in the conference. So, I think defense is obviously the main focus this week. You know, they have a really talented team, Brown, and so we're both in the same position. I think 4-8. So, Obviously, it's going to be a dogfight. It's the last week in the Ivy League. Their seniors, you know, want to win their last games at home, but I think defense is the focus for us.
And that's a great point. We didn't really talk about that. Brown is pretty much in the same spot that you guys are in, trying to find a way to get into the tournament. So this should be an all hands on deck type of game from both sides.
It's an elimination game, Derek, right?
Yes.
So it's our first conference tournament game, right? That's how
yeah,
we can
yeah,
approach
exactly.
it that way. So there's no question everybody's going to be 100% all in to win in this one.
You guys mentioned defense. Last Saturday night, 8 points in the first half for Dartmouth up until the last minute or so where they get a couple of back-to-back threes. That was such an impressive performance. What did you see out there that you were doing differently on Saturday night? And you can also kind of loop Friday into it as well versus the other games during that losing streak.
Yeah, I think we looked at a different strategy in terms of our defense. So, you know, more, you know, passing things along to the other guys, you know, handling ball screens a different way. And I think Friday is our first real test doing that kind of defense. And I think we were leading for majority of the game until the last little bit. But I think Saturday, after having that experience under our belt, started like you saw it come really alive. So to hold them to 8 points before Bear hit two, you know, really good shots, I thought that was a testament to where we are in as a team continuing to move forward. And I think after losing 7 games, you know, you could come out and lay an egg again. But, you know, to do that in the first half really showed the resilience of our group. And I think hopefully we can continue that going in next week.
One guy, a big part of that was Amir Bell, scores his 1,000th point. First, with you, Coach McConnell, you've seen Amir so much during his career. What's it been like to coach him and watch him evolve as a player? And how about that moment on Saturday?
His birthday twin here is Devin Kennedy. Same
oh,
birthday,
wow, okay.
Ironically.
Yep.
But,
okay.
But it's been a real pleasure to coach Amir. He's a really special kid. And I could kind of list all the intangibles and the attitude and the humble team-first attitude that embodies Amir. And really, I think everything Princeton basketball is about is everything Amir Bell is about. And making your teammates better and playing unselfish. So that was really, really special for us as a coaching staff. I think his teammates would say the same thing. He seems to have the biggest fan club amongst our players and also in the stands with the local support that the Bell family brings to our program. So it was really special for all of us, and we were really happy for Amir, his family, and everybody that got to soak that up, that 1,000th point. Not to mention passing Coach Henderson on the assist list was pretty cool,
exactly.
too.
Yeah.
Yes, he needed a couple of assists to clear Coach Henderson, and he did that. And how about Amir as a teammate, Devin? You've had a chance to kind of grow up with him in this program. What have you learned from him and watching him on a day-in and day-out basis?
Yeah, so as you know, Coach McConnell mentioned, Amir and I share the same birthday, the same age, you know, both born in 96, so we really are twins. And, you know, he was a big factor in for the reason for me coming here. And, you know, when it came down to it, why the reason I chose Princeton outside of the academics, you know, the basketball legacy is really the people. And Amir stood out, you know, above other people as well. I mean, obviously the connection we had with the whole birthday thing, but, you know, both being the same position, sort of, you know, both playing different styles of game. But at the end of the day, I can look to Amir, although we are the exact same age, and see him as a leader. And he was a leader, sharing the title with him and as well as Miles. Amir, you know, great teammate. Like Coach said, he's selfless, puts the team first. And that's one thing that, you know, I'm going to miss when he's gone. But hopefully he can continue that as I go into my senior year.
One guy I want to ask you guys about, Miles Stevens. Huge weekend for him in particular, the 33 points against Harvard on Friday night and then another strong game from him on Saturday night. Seems like he's getting back into the swing of things.
That's the Miles we know, right, Dev?
Oh, exactly, yeah.
We were really excited to see him back against, you know, starting with Harvard, which is a really strong defense, I think the best defense in the league, and some really good individual one-on-one defenders. So 33 against anybody is impressive, and maybe even more so against Harvard.
Yeah.
He's one of those players that it seems like he can't miss sometimes from the outside, and he's not necessarily known, even though he shoots a high percentage from three. He can knock him down when he gets open.
Yeah, and that's what I tell him. You know, I'm like, Miles, I swing it to you, shoot it. If I hit you inside, go to work. And so I love the confidence he played with this weekend. I think it's something our group that's really needed. And then defensively, I thought he was locked in as well. So Miles, he brings so much energy to our team, especially when, you know, he looks like he's energetic, he's ready to go, and that's something that can bleed over into our whole program. So it's great to have that Miles back, and, you know, hopefully there's no turning back from that as we move forward.
Coach McConnell, how do you channel the energy from last weekend towards going on the road here against two pretty good teams in Brown and Yale?
It's so funny, Derek, because I had just been thinking about, you know, Friday was a tough overtime loss for us, and we were all so excited to not have to sit around and think for a week about that. We had a chance to bounce back the next night and get a win. And the weekends are their own entities, and yesterday's practice, you would have never known, you know, we had a win. Whatever. It was all about the 10 guys that were on the court. We had a really competitive, fiery practice yesterday that I think made us better and helped prepare us for Yale. Our focus is totally onto the future here and onto this weekend.
How much has the league changed over the last year plus now because of this Ivy League tournament? The intensity from game to game, a lot of people were concerned about that being a factor because of the regular season maybe, quote, not meaning as much, but it seems to have been actually the complete opposite because of all of the teams factored into the race this year. The only team that is actually eliminated right now is Dartmouth. Everyone else is still kind of in the mix. Obviously, Harvard and Penn are, and along with Yale.
Yes, I mean, my freshman year, obviously, we didn't have the tournament, and, you know, we were in a position where we really wish we did, right? You know, potentially being the number two spot, you know, thinking that if we had another opportunity to play some of the teams we lost to, we'd have a good shot at winning. And then last year, obviously, being in a really unique situation where we were like, well, you know, let's just skip the tournament this year and just go straight to the NCAA tournament. But, you know, like you said, there's one team that's eliminated, but a team that still has a pretty significant role in terms of who can make it into the tournament, talking about the scenarios that could take place.
Mm-hmm, right.
But at the end of the day, Brown and Yale, obviously, I think still have something to play for in terms of what position you could possibly be. Can you possibly get in? And for us, you know, we still have more life. You know, there's still something to play for. And I think even, you know, if the case were that we weren't able to make the Ivy League tournament, I think, as Coach mentioned, in terms of the practice we had yesterday, we're constantly moving forward, not looking back at, you know, could we have changed this a couple weekends ago. It's constantly moving forward, learning from your failures, per se, and just constantly learning, moving, adapting, and growing as a program. And I think that's what the tournament and this season brings.
Coach, we'll let you get on this one. Yale goes through their senior night on Saturday. We don't talk a lot about what's it like to play against somebody on their senior night, but you'd have to assume a lot of emotion will be in the building that night on their side.
No question. And I was thinking back to our game Saturday. I'm looking across the other bench, and it's not an easy thing sitting around watching somebody else's senior night. But our hope and our expectation is that we have a lot to play for Saturday, and we won't have focused on their senior night, but on all of our own responsibilities and the job we have to do.
Coach McConnell, thank you very much. Devin, hang tight. We'll be back with you in a moment. This is the Mitch Henderson Show right here on 920 AM The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. Stay tuned. More right after this.
Hey, Tiger fans. Come out to Jadwin Gymnasium this year and catch Princeton basketball. Group outings are a great way to entertain clients, bond with teammates, and have fun with friends and family. Discounts and exclusive benefits are available for groups as low as 20, and group tickets start at just $5. For more information about group tickets, call 609-258-6631. And for a complete schedule, visit GoPrincetonTigers.com.
Shaq here. Nobody likes traffic stops, but if there's a stop, we all want it to be easy, smooth, and safe. Safe Stop is designed to provide education about your rights and knowing the law. If you're stopped by the police, things like staying calm and following the officer's instructions will make it a safe stop. Know your rights. Know the law. Visit SafeStopNJ.com to learn more.
Go to SafeStopNJ.com.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road-tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians, and it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
This is Shaq for Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Since you can't see my awesomeness right now, let me put it to you this way. Gold Bond Men's Lotion makes my skin look like... Turn it up. Without it, your skin's like... Terrible. Again with... Nice. Without it... Lame.
Gold Bond Men's Lotion. Skin strengthening proteins plus 7 intensive moisturizers. Dry skin becomes healthy, good looking.
Man up with Gold Bond.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
We'd like to thank Winberry's, a restaurant and bar located across from the university in Palmer Square. They've been great hosts for us over the past few weeks. Winberry's has been a Princeton favorite for more than 30 years. Whether it's lunch, dinner, happy hour, their late night menu, or Sunday brunch, you'll find a good reason to become a regular here. Check them out online at princeton.winberries.com. Back here on the Mitch Henderson Show, Derek Jones joined by Princeton guard Devin Kennedy as we head down the home stretch of this week's show. Devin, we mentioned Amir Bell and his performance on Saturday, but three other seniors in the mix as well for this Princeton program. What was it like to see some of your teammates kind of get the accolades as far as senior night goes on Saturday?
I think, you know, senior night is an emotional time, you know, especially for the seniors, but also as juniors, you know, knowing that that's going to be us very soon. You know, so, you know, having been able to be a part of, you know, their growth and, you know, see how our team has continued to grow over the 3 years that I've been with them, you know, it was an awesome moment. And I think, you know, all the seniors, they've made such an impact that may go unnoticed sometimes. So it was nice to see them get the accolades. It's also bittersweet seeing them like walk on that court for the last time.
Noah Savage and I were watching the game, or calling the game on Saturday, and at one point we realized, wait a minute, Devin Kennedy has not taken a shot in this game through the first half, and then you take a shot, you knock it down, you had 5 points and 10 rebounds, which we'll get to in a second, but your mentality on Saturday seemed to be more to get your teammates into the game earlier on. Was that the point of it?
Yeah, I think that it was intentional. You know, before the game, I told my teammates, look, I'm looking to facilitate today. If you're open, shoot with confidence. It's something that, you know, as a leader, you know, especially when you're losing, you know, things can be seen as falling on your shoulders. And,
right,
you know, especially as someone who takes a lot of shots, you can say, well, you know, are we losing because of this reason or that reason? So I just thought, you know, especially after a tough Harvard loss, you know, we needed something. And I think, you know, I feel if my number is called and they need me to score 20, however right, many points, I can go do that if necessary. But I think it was just one of those things where I wanted to get the ball moving, you know, be unselfish, you know. And I think as that ball moves and there's more rotation, that's kind of the Princeton basketball that we've been accustomed to. And so, you know, the ball can stop with me sometimes, and, you know, I'll take some questionable shots that go in, you know, I'd say, you know, more than they don't. But at the same time, I think it was good just to move the ball. And, you know, I had a good open look in the corner. I got fouled. So, you know, I thought it was solid, and I think my teammates played fantastic.
It was a great game for the Tigers, and you had 10 rebounds as well. Talk about the importance of rebounds. That's something we don't talk about a lot because rebounding is so associated with the bigs and the low post guys, but you were able to grab 10 of those, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, ever since we went on our road trip out west, rebounding has been like the, if not like the most important thing for me as a player. I think it's something that's completely based on effort. You know, we talk about we want a certain box out percentage, and I think our bigs, they do a great, they're doing a better job at least of boxing out. And as guards, you can scoop some long rebounds, but I think I also can get some rebounds that are above the rim, and I can use my athleticism to beat bigs to, you know, a position above the rim to grab the rebounds. And I also think that as a guard, if you're able to get the rebound, you can get the ball and push, you know, in the case of like Will or Sebastian getting right, the ball and looking for a guard. If I'm able to go get those rebounds, you know, we can start our offense earlier, hopefully get some fast break points. So rebounding has been a huge thing for me ever since December, and I've been trying to continue to improve there.
A game like Friday night against Brown, you're going up against a very good team. They have some good guards, and we talked about Desmond Cambridge. And you're going back to that last game, the first time around between the Tigers and Bears, you look at a guy like that who's hitting shots, and I've always wondered, is it tough as a player on the other side to not get caught up in that and try to match someone who's really showing a hot hand from the outside, or do you have to really focus to stay in the loop with the team aspect of it?
So I think the thing about that, especially as a scorer, like I see primarily, you know, if you look at me in the numbers, you're like, okay, he's a scorer. And so Desmond Cambridge, who comes in and he's taking some questionable shots that happen to go in, you know, that your first instinct is, well, I'm just gonna match this. I'm gonna go come down and, you know, exchange three for a three and, you know, say, you know, I'll one up you that. But I think that would probably have been my mentality more of my freshman or sophomore year. And it just so happened against them, I also had, you know, some points. Miles, you know, I think scored in the 20s. But that also is due to the fact that we're playing in overtime. But I think the mentality as a team, especially when you come to huddle, okay, this guy, he's getting off. Let's stop him. And it's something I think that we didn't do a great job of the first game, and we'll look to do that next game.
You look at the number of overtimes this Tigers team has played in, five overtime games this year. How challenging has that been for the team from a physical standpoint and a mental standpoint?
I think you mentioned the physical standpoint, especially when you're playing back-to-backs and you have an overtime game the first day, as we did at Cornell. You know, your recovery is so important. And, I mean, you have almost less than like 18 hours to turn around and play, right? You finish a game at 9:30 and you're tipping off at 7, which means you're shooting at 6. There's not a lot of time to get your body recovered. So that's one thing that's difficult with the Ivy League back-to-backs. Also, from a mental standpoint, especially when you lose from mental games, you know, you just have to like look back and say, we've been here before. At USC, for example, went to overtime, beat a Pac-12 team that's on the fringe of going into the NCAA tournament. You know, my freshman year, some games my sophomore year, where we went to overtime and we happened to find a way to get over the hump. And so it's difficult, you know, especially from a leader standpoint to rally the moves and say, hey, we're going to win this, and then you just come up a little bit short, to just kind of learn from that, move on, and grow. So we've had a lot of overtime games. Some haven't went our way, but I think in the grand scheme of things, if you put it all in perspective, it's a great way to look back at when we're in a situation like that in the future.
Absolutely. Mental toughness check for sure. And, you know, you look back at Saturday with the salute to the seniors, and you mentioned that's going to be you next year. Have you thought a little bit about the senior year as far as getting ready for that? Obviously, you hope that there's a lot of basketball left this season, but is that something you think about, what you need to do as a leader as your career advances here at Princeton?
I think, you know, not necessarily thinking forward to senior year, but like, how can I learn and adapt quickly to be the best leader that I can be now over for practice tomorrow and for the games this weekend, hopefully having an opportunity to play moving forward. But with that being said, you know, you're also thinking, you know, we've struggled in the Ivy League this year. This is not what Princeton stands for. This isn't, when you think of Princeton, you don't think, you know, the bottom of the league, right? So this can never happen again, especially as a leader coming back senior year. You know, emphasize that to the freshmen who will have no idea what it's like to play in the Ivy League. And then the guys on this team, the freshmen this year, this is all they know. But we're a group that has been at the top of the league for 2 years. So taking the experience this year and magnifying the importance of sustainable success for this program. So that's something I'll take into next year.
You mentioned the freshmen, at least heading towards next year, but the freshmen this year, Jerome DeRozier, Elijah Barnes, also Sebastian Much and Ryan Schwieger. What have you seen from those guys as this season has evolved? Because talking to Coach Henderson sometimes about freshmen, he says at some point they stop becoming freshmen during the course of the season. What's it been like seeing them evolve as players this year?
I think the evolution of their games is awesome to see from an upperclassman's perspective, because I just think of when I was a freshman, all the things I didn't know, and having the leadership of Mike Washington, Hans, you know, Spencer, Steve, Pete, Xander, Keon, Henry, all those guys, you know, I wonder what they were thinking when I was a freshman. Like, this kid comes in here against Ryder, he's jacking shots, he's trying to dunk on fast breaks, and then you know, your evolution at, towards the end of the season is completely different. So to see that same progression in the freshmen that we have, you know, is special. I see it more so in practice than I do even in games. And I think, you know, I'm just going to do my best job as a leader to continue to try and get the best out of them with whatever it is. I think they all bring, you know, specific strengths to our team. And so if we can just get the most out of them, especially, you know, while I'm here, that's the best thing that I can try and do for them.
Devin, pleasure as always, sir. Thanks for joining me once again.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break and we'll wrap it up coming up in just a few moments right here on the Mitch Henderson Show on 920 AM, The Jersey, Fox Sports Radio. More from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar right after this.
So you're interviewing a candidate and he starts asking you questions. You're surprised. You're supposed to be the one leading the meeting. How does he know so much about the culture, the leadership, and where did he find out about the takeover? Don't panic. It's not you. This is what it feels like to interview a well-prepared candidate. He's read about your company on Indeed.com and has immersed himself in your culture. Or he may just be the world's most perfect interviewee. Either way, he's making your job easier. So enjoy it.
How we find jobs has changed. On Indeed.com, our company reviews give you the inside track on thousands of companies, from both employers as well as past and present employees. You can research work-life balance, salaries, benefits, company cultures, and more, helping you to make informed decisions, all on Indeed.com. Search for greatness. Search Indeed, the world's number one job site. Indeed is the world's number one job site, according to Comscore total visits.
The biggest thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream is also the only thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream. New Barbasol razors. Premium disposable razors with a pivoting head and ultra-thin blades. No wonder it took us nearly a century to develop razors this awesome. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Barbasol!
Find new Barbasol razors now at ShopRite.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are rising further and further into the universe of bundling. Within that universe, you see your home and auto insurance floating together like two opponents on a swing set after a big game, sharing a churro.
Ascend into savings when you bundle your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Need a charter bus for school trips, concerts, sporting events, or more? Call Suburban Transit, a Coach USA company. It's the official bus company of Princeton University Athletics and has offered the finest charter bus service available with safety, luxury, and reliability for over 50 years. New state-of-the-art buses will make your trip relaxing and enjoyable, so don't delay. To charter a bus, call Suburban Transit today, 800-222-0492, or visit online at suburbantransit.com. Suburban Transit, driven with pride.
And now, more of the Mitch Henderson Show with Derek Jones on Fox Sports 920 The Jersey.
Welcome back to Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton, New Jersey. Derek Jones with you wrapping up on the Mitch Henderson Show as we get you set for Tigers, Brown, and Yale. A big weekend for the Tigers because of all the scenarios that could play out here as far as the Ivy League tournament goes. The Tigers still have a chance to get in. They will need some help, as we'll talk about here in a moment. The league standings, Penn and Harvard are already in, and Penn can actually clinch the regular season. They'll have an opportunity to do that. Harvard said, regardless of what happens this weekend, they are in. And from there, Yale, also at 7-5, is in. So Penn, Harvard, and Yale all in. Penn 11-1, Harvard 10-2. As I said, Penn, if they win on Friday, will grab the Ivy League title, or at least a share of the regular season, if you will, as they get set for this weekend. Meanwhile, Yale is locked into that 3 seed at 7-5, and after that, that's where we have the logjam, and that's where we'll take a look here at the scenarios. So Columbia, Cornell, Princeton, and Brown all have a chance to get in. Columbia is the team that is in the driver's seat, and the reason they're in the driver's seat is because of a win earlier this season against Harvard. They were able to knock off Harvard at home, and that set them up in terms of a tiebreaker to potentially get the nod here over Cornell, Princeton, and Brown. But they are not out of the woods yet. Columbia this season has struggled mightily on the road, and we'll see if they can turn that around. Remember, this is a team that is 8-17 this season, and five of their wins coming in the Ivy League. So they have had a rough time winning on the road this season, and they will obviously have their hands full on Friday and Saturday night as they take on Dartmouth on Friday night and then Harvard on Saturday. Cornell, same trip. Harvard on Friday night for them and then Dartmouth a night later. Friday night on Saturday night. It'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out. Again, as the scenario plays out for the Tigers to get into the Ivy League tournament, they need the following. They need two wins, period. They need to win at Brown and at Yale to even start up the discussion. From that point on, though, here's where they will need help. If Columbia wins either on Friday or Saturday night, they will be in strong position to get in the Ivy League tournament. In fact, if Columbia wins a game this season, or excuse me, this weekend, they will eliminate the Tigers from the Ivy League tournament race. So the hope here for the Tigers, again, weekend sweep, Columbia loses two, and then Cornell, you would like to see them lose two. The other scenario that could come into play is if they split. The split would have to come involving a loss against Harvard and a win at Dartmouth, because the tiebreaker, one of them, when you can't split head-to-head ties, when you can't break through there, you look at how the teams performed against the higher-seeded teams. That is why the advantage right now is for Columbia in terms of the Ivy League race when tiebreakers come into play because of the win over Harvard. If the Tigers are tied with Cornell and Cornell can't beat Harvard on Friday, the tiebreaker would go in favor of Princeton by virtue of two wins against Yale. They would have swept the season series if they can get that done on Saturday night. It's a lot to sift through. I highly recommend going to Twitter and the wonderful internet to find more details on this. It's out there. If you dig it up, you can find the tiebreakers. That will just about do it for the Mitch Henderson Show this week from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton, with you on Tuesdays from 6 to 7 during the Princeton Tigers basketball season. Hopefully, we will see you next week and talk to you from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. Special thanks to Mitch Henderson, Brett McConnell, and Devin Kennedy. I'm Derek Jones, saying so long from Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in downtown Princeton. Have a good night, everybody.
Together, we're beating cancer, unlocking the mysteries of the brain, changing the way healthcare is provided, delivered, and imagined. Welcome to RWJ Barnabas Health, New Jersey's most comprehensive healthcare system, serving millions of people throughout New Jersey. So when it comes to your health and wellness, you're never alone. RWJ Barnabas Health. Let's be healthy together. Visit rwjbhinfo.org.
Nice try, Mother Nature. Rain? Sleet? Snow? Rookie moves. It's game day, and I'm not some fair weather fan. Give me all you got. Nothing stands between me and my team.
The 2017 Nissan Rogue. Available with intelligent all-wheel drive for the not-so-fair weather fans. Take on today. Nissan, proud partner of college athletics.
Princeton women's basketball takes on Yale this Saturday at 5 p.m. We're celebrating National Girls and Women in Sports Day. All kids 12 and under receive free admission. Join us for fun sports demo stations on the Jadwin Gym track starting when doors open at 4 o'clock. Plus, the first 500 fans will receive a free t-shirt. And make sure you're in your seat for halftime to witness the drums of thunder. Visit GoPrincetonTigers.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Noah from Clean Eats Meal Prep, a company dedicated to providing you with delicious and healthy meals, perfectly portioned and delivered right to your door. Ready to enjoy for lunch at the office, dinner at home, or anywhere you like. Our menu of great tasting, nutritionist approved meals contains only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. Our meals aren't just the kind you want to eat. Our meals are also the kind that you know you should eat. Don't take my word for it. Place your order now at cleaneatsmealprep.com and see for yourself why everybody's going crazy for Clean Eats.
There it is, the brand spanking new Holy Mother of Awesome 4K Ultra HD TV. With a gazillion pixels of super crisp resolution, you can see it in your living room. And then you see the price. Your hopes are officially dashed. Don't let those big box retailers give you static. Swing by Rent-A-Center or go to rentacenter.com and get the big brands you want for small payments you can afford. All without credit. Rent-A-Center. Big brands. Small payments. Rental purchase transactions. See store for details.
Broadcasting from the Princeton Orthopedic Associates Studios in the home of the Zach Gelb Show. This is Fox Sports 920 The Jersey. WNJE Trenton, Philadelphia.